ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
More Americans still in Afghanistan will get out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They'll take off from Kabul, not the airport where charter flights have been grounded for days. Fox's Simon Owen has the update live.
Dave, dozens of people, including Americans, are believed to be flying out of Afghanistan today. A Qatari diplomat says the Taliban has cleared a Qatar Airways plane to depart Kabul in the airport's first international commercial flight since the U.S. withdrawal last week. There are reportedly between 100 and 150 passengers. The Qatari diplomat says another similar flight is expected to take off tomorrow. Dave?
Now, Simon, there's another surge here of COVID, blamed for more than 2,100 new deaths, another 176,000 new cases reported yesterday. Later today, President Biden will address the nation with his new coronavirus fight plan.
We have more work to do, and we are still at war with the virus and with the Delta variant.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president's plan will build on previous steps taken that include requiring vaccinations for federal workers and the military and incentivizing mandates in the private sector.
Fox's Jared Halpern. We just got a new COVID-era low for unemployment. Fox's Lillian Wu has the numbers live.
Dave, there was a sharp drop last week in the number of people asking for first-time jobless help, 310,000, the fewest since the pandemic shutdown started. It's better than expected, unlike continuing claims. That was 2.78 million. Now, those extra unemployment benefits expired this week, something which could affect numbers in coming weeks. Dave?
Lillian, there was drama in the California recall election. The leading Republican in the campaign to get voters to fire Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom had an egg thrown at him in Venice by a woman wearing a gorilla mask. She also scuffled with Larry Elder's staff. The recall election is next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho, a story of being lost and found as Clint Eastwood returns as Mike Milo, a one-time rodeo star who then takes a job from an ex-boss to bring the man's young son home from Mexico. The unlikely pair face a challenging journey. The only road home is through redemption. Now, you'll be able to see it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days, September the 17th. It's rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for kids under 13.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing, America's home for home loans. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered, helping you save up to $1,000 a month. No pressure, no upfront fees. Call 800-777-8109 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
In 2 days, it'll be 20 years after the 9/11 terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. In a new Fox poll, two-thirds say that day changed how Americans live.
Some say 9/11 caused overreactions in some aspects. 38% say the use of waterboarding and interrogations, and one quarter feel military action in Afghanistan qualifies that. We remember 9/11 each year, but America is split on whether it should be a national holiday. 47% yes, 46% no.
Fox's Gernal Scott. There'll be ceremonies Saturday at New York's Crown Zero, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Biden will visit all three sites. There will also be remembrances in other cities like St. Petersburg, Florida, where a new memorial will be unveiled.
It features what's believed to be the last steel beam removed from the World Trade Center at Ground Zero and has been incorporated into a monument by artist Mark Ayling in the city's warehouse district.
There's spots that look like the inch and a quarter thick steel plate is like clay, like soft, wet clay. It's been pushed around by incredible forces.
It has a 30-foot copper phoenix wing and a wall with hundreds of hand-painted tiles and will be dedicated on Saturday evening. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It's a big day for the e-cigarette business after a long FDA review.
To see whether or not their vape products are safe for smokers and not appealing to non-smokers, like teens, amid mounting scrutiny from lawmakers and public health leaders. The FDA has already banned the sale of 50 55,000 flavored vape products and as other companies until now have been able to sell and market their products under limited restrictions. The FDA has also said that it'll likely miss today's deadline for some applications as it first focuses reviews based on market share.
That's Jeff Manasso. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Urbana Middle School families notified yesterday the school put on a soft lockdown. Families told there was inconsistent messages, rumors, and warnings on social media about a student having a gun at UMS. The state of Illinois sending a team of community vaccinators to Southern Illinois University Carbondale. That's helped the education system meet the vaccine mandate. Officials said vaccination teams will be on their way to SIU Carbondale campus. That starts today. Carle Health will increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour to help provide more career opportunities and strengthen the work culture. Officials said the increased hourly rate will begin immediately and be fully implemented before Thanksgiving. Many positions throughout the organization will see increases. Two Champaign Unit 4 high schools have decided to cancel some homecoming activities this year. District officials said both Central and Centennial high schools will not host their homecoming dance, parade, or pep rally. You're up to date from the DBJ Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Melmer, ESPN 93.5. We check your forecast for the remainder of the week and into the weekend. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign-Urbana Bottling Company. Family-owned and operated since 1953. Makers of bubbly. Ooh, we like bubbly. Delicious sparkling water. No calories, no sweeteners, all smiles. Available in 16 flavors. It's meteorologist Greg Solier. I love the blue skies and that little hint of fall creeping in, Mr. Solier.
Yeah. Yes, sir, Mr. J. Yeah, kind of cool, crisp, but not unusual start to weather day proceedings here in East Central Illinois. But this too shall pass, and you'll need that cool beverage here on the rocks, I'm sure, with plenty of warmth, plenty of heat, September style, and that'll extend into the weekend and more so next week. Certainly, by no means are we done with the growing season around here. And just enough rain to kind of keep things in an even keel basis as opposed to some of the recent stuff that's played out to the north and to the south. Of Champaign. 58 now over at Willard and Savoy, 56 Rantoul, and readings pretty much in that 55 to 60 degree range. But later on today, a nice September day. Lots of sunshine, bit of a northwest breeze, a little gusty in the open areas during the midday and afternoon. 76 the expected high. We'll bottom out clear, comfortable tonight. Virtually calm wind down to 54, even a few upper 40s outside of a Champaign County. Tomorrow, sunny, perfect. Light wind around into the south in the afternoon, and the high near 80 degrees. Speaking of perfect, if you're still in the mid-summertime mode, we'll get that temp-wise. 87 on Saturday with a partly cloudy, windy, warmer day. We'll flirt with 90 on Sunday. There might be a shower thunderstorm late morning and late afternoon, especially to the north of Champaign and Champaign County. No rain, heat, and humidity. Feeling like August around here, up around 90 on Monday, 91 Tuesday, and much of next week, upper 80s to near 90. Maybe a thunderstorm chance Wednesday. Then beautiful weather out on the East Coast for Illinois football, Charlottesville, sunshine, temperatures later in the ball game. We'll climb up into the low to mid 80s out there.
Greg, I wanted to let you know Urbana Partnership loves you. They sponsor you. They think you're the cat's meow.
That's right.
Urbana Park District, you belong here. For details on programs and events, visit urbanaparks.org. Greg Solier, meteorologist. We've gotten so many comments for you, my friend.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Nice to be back on the radio with you, my friend, and Diane Ducey. We are going to do a spectacular job for you.
You're really great at weather. Diane and I both had a weather climate class, but it just didn't work out for us.
Not so much.
You guys are here, boy, appointed weather interns, and we'll promote from there.
There you go.
That's meteorologist Greg Solier, ESPN 93.5. Well, it'll be an evening with Dinesh D'Souza. Saturday, September 11th, will be at Penn Station down in Arthur. The New York Times bestselling author, a documentarian. His films include Obama's America and Hillary's America. You can be part of this by going to bradhalbrook.com. Brad, HALBROOK.com. Dinesh D'Souza, I know you've never been to Arthur, Illinois, Dinesh. No way.
I have to admit, this will be a first for me. So I'm looking forward to it. And, boy, I certainly won't be lacking material to cover, will I?
Oh, my goodness. Where do we begin? We visited before through Fox News. We've talked about some of your movies and documentaries. But, Dinesh, when you start doing Obama's America,
then you come out and do Hillary's America. I mean, in what Bill Clinton might say, a lot of bad things can happen to people that mess with us. I mean, I'd be actually fearful. And you went to jail because, I mean, I can go to L.A. and steal $1,000 a day and not get prosecuted. You gave too much to some campaign. They put you in jail. I mean, it is like scary times we're living in. You lived this, Dinesh. You got pardoned by President Trump. But, man, I mean, do you ever have thoughts of going, I better watch my brakes?
Well, these days I'm more worried about just this regime of digital censorship that is all around us. You know, the kind of fanaticism of Facebook and YouTube. And so this is the public square, right? We don't have another way to communicate today. And these digital moguls kind of came to power by promising everybody that the internet would be this kind of open platform. And now they've turned out to be basically the American answer to Xi Jinping. I mean, these guys are terrible. And so all the major topics that you would normally discuss openly, right? The origins of COVID, the whole issue of, you know, transsexuality, I mean, a redefinition of gender itself. The issue of what happened in the 2020 election and these voter integrity laws. All of this is suddenly like out of bounds or under scrutiny. And what they're doing is they use the pretext of misinformation to characterize mere disagreement. They just label disagreement mm-hmm. misinformation and ban it. So anyway, this is something I'm more worried about now. But of course, I've had my adventures and my incarceration and so on. Looking back on all that, I must say, was all rather amusing and quite educational. So in some ways, I'm really glad I went through it, even though I was really naive in making the movie about Obama, kind of, you know, making my way into Obama's world and not recognizing that the empire would strike back.
No, it is scary. All you said about digital, if I say anything, I don't know why I'm whispering, but if I say anything about voter FRAUD, I somehow go off Facebook Live.
Right.
That's just creepy. It really is. Where are we living, Dinesh? Where this is changing.
Well, and you know, you see that the standards are arbitrary because they change from week to week. So one week, if you talk about the possibility that COVID might have come out of the Wuhan lab, you know, you're permanently banned.
Yeah,
but the next week, they allow it. Suddenly, it's now okay to talk about it, and now something else is banned. And so you've got these basic, 20 and 30-somethings in man buns sitting around a table, and they're banning people who are authorities on the subject. They're banning scientists. They're banning political figures like Rand Paul, who are very knowledgeable. I mean, Rand Paul is a doctor, has a fairly detailed knowledge of what he's talking about. And so I would say that, you know, something that I took for granted when I came to America in 1978 at the age of 17 as an exchange student, which is just the ability to speak freely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd hear, I learned the phrase, one of the first phrases I learned in America, I disagree with you, but mm-hmm. I would defend your right to say it. I mean, this seems so built into the American psyche, and yet here we are.
How would you encourage others to have courage to speak out as you do?
Well, I do speak out. I am also careful. And by that, I mean, I do remember that I have to always tell myself, listen, when I'm on Twitter, I'm playing in their sandbox. When I'm on Facebook, I'm on mm-hmm. their playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are guys who essentially demand the right to make the rules. Now, what makes all this so hypocritical and pathetic is that they assured the U.S. government that they're more like the phone company or more like the highway. They're just part of a transportation network, a communication system. They're not publishers, and therefore they shouldn't be liable for the things that they say. But the truth of it is they are publishers. They're censoring content. And so this is something that's going to catch up with them, I think, big time. And I hope it's sooner rather than later.
Are you hopeful, Dinesh D'Souza? Are you hopeful we're not losing this amazing experiment called America? Because it feels like we're slipping.
We definitely are. I mean, look, a lot of us warned before the election that this was a pivotal election. And we didn't mean this in the habitual sense that every election is pivotal, but rather that there's a kind of a tipping point for America, and that really bad things would happen if the Biden team got in charge, let alone if they also had control of the Congress, which they do narrowly, but they still do have it. So, you know, we're seeing the fruits of that. Now, I think that we should separate two things. You know, is America lost? I don't think so. America is, you know, is in bad shape right now on a number of fronts. But I think what we are losing, and this we may not get back, is what you could call the notion of American privilege in the world. And that is the idea that, you know, that America is the world's superpower. America is not only physically the strongest country in the world, but it's also a moral example to the world. The idea that most people want to be more like America. If they can't come to America, they want the American recipe. I think, unfortunately, the Biden people are throwing this away, and I don't know if we can get it back.
We've always had AOCs and Ilhan Omars, but we've never had them in power. Is that the difference?
Well, the difference is the radicalization of the whole Democratic Party. You know, by itself, you know, if AOC and you had the squad of five people, and let's say they were in Congress, so what? The point is they'd be a small faction. They wouldn't really be. But what's happened is that their ideas have not only taken over the Democratic Party, but look at the way that woke ideology, I mean, some of the most crackpot theories that are themselves imbued with racism. I mean, theories of black superiority and white inferiority, theories about the benefits of melanin. I mean, stuff that has no anthropological or scientific basis. And yet here it's being taught, you know, at in defense companies are having seminars about it, and then Boeing and Raytheon and Google. So what you have is you have this kind of corrupt ideology that's seeping its way into our culture, and it really shows that while conservatives are competitive in politics, we're not that competitive in the institutions of culture, and the left is using that to the fullest.
Why hasn't a billionaire Republican or conservative step up and create something as powerful as Facebook or Twitter?
I think the reason is that when these things first came about, there was a belief, and I shared it, that they were being created by sort of libertarian-minded guys that could be counted on to protect the institution of free speech. In other words, these guys might live left. They might be, you know, pro-choice. They might be pro-gay. But on the other hand, they would also be pro-free speech. And so this has become a nasty turn in the debate where we see that these guys like Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, these are basically kind of tyrants in a T-shirt. And that, I think, has come as a surprise. Now, one of the problems with the conservative donors is that they're used to giving money to elections. Hey, you know, Ted Cruz is running for re-election. But they don't understand the importance of comedy in movies. And so... I've had to struggle in a way to raise funds for my movies because a lot of times people think, well, what does this have to do with anything? You know, what difference can a movie make? And the answer is movies actually can make a huge difference. And I've tried to show that with the five documentaries I've done.
Yep. No, and very successfully, and a New York Times bestselling author, Dinesh D'Souza, a couple more minutes. All right, you're going to talk on Saturday. People can come. I'm directing them to bradhalbrook.com/Dinesh, D-I-N-E-S-H. You can buy tickets. You can be there. You can watch. Dinesh, you say a lot of things people think but are afraid to say.
Well, this is the thing. And certainly in my speeches, it's like Dinesh Uncensored, because the truth of it is that that all of the stuff that's going on is, I think, connected, and connected in very profound ways. I mean, think of how interesting it is right now that, you know, here's Obama in 2014, he frees these five Taliban commanders. One of them is going to become the governor of Khost, one of the provinces in Afghanistan, and the other four are all senior ministers in the Taliban government with positions like head of intelligence. So think about this. We've basically populated the Taliban parliament, and we've done it by taking people out of Gitmo, and we did this in exchange for a military deserter who not only hated the United States but has subsequently moved to Britain and converted to Islam. That's Bo Bergdahl. So think of how Obama's dirty fingerprints are all over this, and I'm sure that guy is sitting back and chuckling because he's the Taliban's man in America.
Unbelievable. How will history record what has happened in Afghanistan in the last 4 weeks, Dinesh?
Well, I think it might record it as the beginning of the end of the American Empire. And by that I mean, you know, if I think back to the Peloponnesian War, now we're talking about the 5th century BC, the Athenians, who were winning the war, attacked they did a faraway expedition to attack Sicily. Now, they weren't directly at war with Sicily. They were at war with Sparta. But they suffered a disastrous loss in Sicily that really turned the tide in the entire fight, in the entire battle. The Athenians eventually surrendered, and they lost the Peloponnesian War. So here, it's possible for a very powerful country to get entangled in a faraway conflict, get humiliated over there, and all kinds of things to happen as a result of that that don't have anything to do with Afghanistan, but are emboldened by America's defeat in Afghanistan.
Lastly, you were a pretty young man when you stood in line, then you got up there and you shook the hand of Ronald Reagan. What was that like?
Well, Reagan was, I think a great man. And I mean, he was a great statesman, but he was also a great man. He was the kind of man, and to some degree you see this with others, but only a few people have this ability, where when there's a crowded room and this guy walks in, somehow the whole room is transformed. So somehow the whole room recognizes that an important figure has entered the room. This, by the way, is not true of Biden. It's not true of Pelosi. These are people where if they enter the room, nobody really even notices. But Reagan had that stature, and I don't just mean physical stature, but that moral stature that kind of commanded attention and respect.
He made you feel like you kind of knew him, right? He's so warm to you, wasn't he?
Absolutely. And, and yet all the times that he did that, I had to always remind myself that, you know what, this guy's also an actor. So in other words, he was very conscious of his public persona. You'd never see him like scratch his head. It's very hard to get a bad picture of Reagan because I think when Reagan stepped into public space, he was very conscious that he was doing a kind of performance.
Dinesh D'Souza, we'll see you Saturday night. We're looking forward to it. I'm going to give all the details. People can get there and see you live in Arthur, Illinois. A pleasure having you on. Keep up the fight. Keep up the courage, Dinesh. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Dinesh D'Souza, New York Times bestselling author, documentarian. His films include Obama's America and Hillary's America. An evening with Dinesh D'Souza this Saturday, the 11th. That's in Arthur at Penn Station. If you'd like to go, bradhalbrook.com/Dinesh. bradhalbrook.com/Dinesh. All right, ESPN 93.5.
What's their name, but who are they? Areawide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Areawide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
When you need a real estate agent, look for a great track record. Hi, it's Stevie J. The Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty sells a home on average every single day, many before they hit the market, and for up to $15,000 over list price. Learn more. Google Nate Evans Group. 823. Heck yeah, you're following Dinesh D'Souza. You should. Maria Vasquez, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good to have you. Good. Dinesh is something else, isn't he? Man, he's good.
I know. I didn't know I was coming on after him. So I was like, wow, okay, great.
Great to have Maria Vasquez on. The Republicans at GOP in Champaign County having their fall festival. Diane Ducey will be there.
Aw, yeah.
It's this Sunday, the 12th. Tell me what's going to happen there. What are you planning, Maria?
We have a lot of stuff planned. We're very excited about it. It is on Sunday, 11:30 to 3 p.m., and our theme is going to be Always Honor, Never Forget, so there'll be a lot of great things going on. We have a touch-a-truck area with emergency vehicles. We have vintage aircraft planes there. We're going to have a canine demonstration. Hickory River is going to provide lunch. We're going to have Kona Ice because I heard it's going to be a really hot day on Sunday. So we're going to have Kona Ice giving out snow cones. So we really have a lot going on. We have some great, great speakers. We have Amber Oberheim that is going to kick off our speakers along with a lot of GOP favorites. And then our keynote speaker is going to be Ty Smith. He has been featured on Newsmax, The Daily Wire, and Fox News 92.9. So we are definitely very excited to have him come and speak.
Okay.
We'll also have live music from one of our local musicians that we just love, Lee DiBello. So a lot of stuff going on Sunday.
Well, again, people are welcome. Again, the Champaign County GOP Fall Festival is this Sunday, 11:30 to 3 over at Frasca Field. And you've got the Hickory River Smokehouse, Mike Manigan. I mean, you got some great stuff. It's going to be a beautiful day. Again, a World War II aircraft display, among other incredible things. Great speakers. Good day to get out and support the Champaign County GOP. Maria Vasquez, what is the status in a blue county now? Can the GOP get it back?
Yeah, we're very optimistic about it. We have a lot. I mean, election 2022 is going to be an important election. You know, there's a lot of candidates that that are great in the primary for the governor race. So we'll have representatives from their campaigns there on Sunday as well. That'll be able to speak on their behalf. So we're really excited. We're really excited to have the community out to see exactly what the GOP has been doing in the last, you know, year. And it's very important, especially in this election, to get involved because we are going to need all hands on deck. I think that we'll be very excited with new candidates that are going to announce for running local and statewide because we really need to change this. We really need a change. I think people are asking for change. People are excited. There's a lot of motivation behind it. So election 2022, this is the election to do it.
Maria Vasquez, you're a bright new voice for the Republicans in Champaign County. I appreciate you being on. Diane Ducey's going to be there. She'll be awesome.
For sure.
And keep it going.
Thank you.
Fall Festival again, Champaign County GOP. It's champaign.gop/fallfestival. Maria, thanks for being on again.
Yes. And then you can get your tickets on there. They're $20 a piece. 12 and under are free. And then students are $10. And then also, I do want to mention a very important raffle that we have going on Sunday. So in lieu of doing just the 50-50, we are going to raffle off a coach purse, and 50% of the proceeds are going to go to the Carl Auxiliary Boutique. So that'll be really exciting.
Is that a Carol Ammons reference? Is that what I don't want to miss that.
I didn't say that.
What do you mean?
That was me. I didn't say that at all.
Yeah, no, you did, of course.
But
it was just printed here, and of course, my mind went there. My bad.
I mean, I don't know. But I'm going to say, you know, the raffle tickets are $5 a piece, and you get five tickets for $20. So I'm just saying, like, at that price, it's a real steal.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Maria.
Buy your tickets.
Yeah, I gotcha. That's quite creative.
Very creative.
Maria Vasquez, hope it goes well on Sunday. Great having you on.
Thank you for having me. And Diane, we are very excited to have you on Sunday to come and MC for us.
Thanks, Maria.
Awesome job. Maria Vasquez, ESPN 93.5.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The number of new claims for unemployment benefits slipped to a pandemic low last week, down 35,000 to 310,000. Economists believe companies are now retaining more of their workers because it's not easy to rehire. Claims have been trending lower since mid-July. The number of continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, also declined to 2.78 million. Moderna shares are higher. The company says it's working on a single-dose vaccine that includes a COVID-19 booster and a booster against flu. American Airlines says July was a better month than expected, though bookings softened in August. United Airlines is also seeing slower bookings and says if trends continue, it might not make a profit for the end of the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Yeah, activity at Ghost Stever this morning. If you want a steak from the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford, I invite you to go click accept at ghoststever.com, ghoststever.com. And you can click accept. You'll get an email tonight if you win, and then you'll get a chance to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. I'll give you $50.
Sounds awesome.
You have to spend this within 7 days. You have to tell me what you think of your experience with our survey. And to do that, you're going to enjoy and try the Gifford, a beautiful restaurant in downtown Gifford called the Long Branch. So there you go. GoStever.com. If you're not a member, you can join, and you can click accept in the same motion. Accept offer at GoStever.com, GoStever.com, and you'll enjoy Donnie's beautiful steaks up at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. The news is next. Stephen Bent's talking about Boss Skaggs coming to the Virginia. Stand by.
Even on the most
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. In Afghanistan, a first since the U.S. ended evacuation efforts there.
Dozens of people, including Americans, are believed to be flying out of Afghanistan today. A Qatari diplomat says the Taliban has cleared a Qatar Airways plane to depart Kabul in the airport's first international commercial flight since the U.S. withdrawal last week. There are reportedly between 100 and 150 passengers.
Fox's Simon Owen. On Wall Street, stocks mostly opening flat after a better-than-expected weekly jobs report, which shows initial claims dropped
to a pandemic low last week, down 35,000 to 310,000. Economists believe companies are now retaining more of their workers because it's not easy to rehire. Claims have been trending lower since mid-July.
Fox's Ginny Cosola. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Urbana Middle School families notified yesterday the school put on a soft lockdown. Families told there was inconsistent messages, rumors, and warnings on social media about a student having a gun at UMS. Rantoul man who allegedly hit his girlfriend's been charged with domestic battery is allegedly possessing several pounds of cannabis and cannabis products he intended to sell. 32-year-old Corey Walker arraigned yesterday. The woman he was with in the process of moving out Tuesday. And a Rantoul man who went for a COVID-19 vaccine in April ends up allegedly stealing a car. He's been arrested. 42-year-old George Whitlock arraigned yesterday on a charge of possession of a stolen vehicle, alleging he was driving one April 20th. Illinois Senate approving a massive clean energy omnibus package. It aims to put 1 million electric vehicles on Illinois roads over the next 9 years. And to transition the sixth largest state in the nation to a 100% clean energy sector by 2050. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's take a look at that weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, East Central, Illinois. It's a good-looking one for the next couple of days. Late summer heat and humidity expected for the weekend, the better part of next week, too. A mostly sunny and pleasant Thursday. High temperatures will top out around 76 degrees with a bit of a fresh midday and afternoon northwest wind. Mostly clear, comfortable tonight, down to 54 with a virtually calm wind. And light winds for the day tomorrow, sunny skies and high near 80 degrees. For the weekend, there's partly cloudy, windy, and warmer up to 87 on Saturday. Partly sunny, very warm, humid, and close to 90 on Sunday. There could be a thunderstorm, perhaps just to the north of Champaign in particular. Hot and humid weather, dry weather Monday and Tuesday, up around 90 with a fair amount of sunshine. Wednesday, a couple of shower and thunderstorm chances. High temperatures there again, well into the upper 80s. For Charlottesville, Virginia and Illinois, football, sunshine, light wind, kickoff temperatures in the upper 70s. We'll climb to about 83 there later in the afternoon. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Even on the most perfect day, the unexpected can happen. Watch out for the garage
door.
But with just one call to Banco Overhead Door, your problems will be a thing of the past. Trust their licensed professionals to fix your garage door right the first time. Reach out to 217-590-4085. Find out more at bancodoor.com. That's BANKCODOOR.com. Banco Overhead Door, getting both you and your garage door back on track.
Make Flooring Surfaces your first stop for new floors in Champaign. Porcelain tiles, hardwoods, laminates, waterproof vinyls. Flooring Surfaces has hundreds of premium choices in stock that you can take home today, along with all the grouts, mortars, adhesives, and trowels you'll need to get them all installed. Our flooring pros provide expert advice and design assistance free of charge. And you'll find sale pricing on dozens of options, so it's easy to find your perfect floor for less. See Flooring Surfaces today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Willow Pond Golf Club in Rantoul is open for a fantastic season of golfing, gaming, good food, and great times. $30 on weekdays, $40 on weekends gets you 18 holes on a beautiful course, riding in brand new easy-go carts with discounts on tee times after 3 p.m. Seniors play for $25 Monday through Friday, and all active military and first responders play for $20 anytime. Willow Pond Golf Club is a great value for a memorable day of golf in Champaign County. Book a tee time today at willowpondgolf.com.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champaign. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champaign, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000, and we have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champaign. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit sarahchampaign.com, sarahchampaign.com, and look at 500 cars.
Do you remember Boz Skaggs? He's coming to the Virginia Theater on October the 2nd, and tickets are available. The Virginia Theater, Stephen Benz. Would you hire me when I'm 77 to do anything? Take tickets? Sell popcorn? I mean, come on, man. Unbelievable, Stephen. Boz is coming to the Virginia. I'm kind of a fan. I mean, I played all his songs as a young disc jockey back in the day. So, tell me about it.
So excited, and good morning to you both. Thanks so much for having me on. We're thrilled that this gentleman's coming to town. There's so many things about him that I didn't know and I got to learn about. I didn't know he was in the Steve Miller Band. It was his first gig. Not a bad gig for the first time out for a young musician.
And like 1960s, and, I think he was Steve Miller Band. Yeah,
started in the States in 1967 with that gig and went on from there. And the thing that's surprising, I think, to some folks is just how deep the catalog is. He had so many hits and so many records over the years.
Yeah, and I think probably you're going to recognize most everything he sings. You'll recognize it from the old days of the radio when we used to have Boz on the radio a lot. So how'd this come about? I mean, he's doing, I think, a little bit of work this fall, but to get him to come here is a good get there, Stephen.
We're really, we're super pleased about it. We know our patrons are excited about it, and it's just fantastic to see him kind of in an intimate setting. You know, the Virginia Theater is not that big a hall, so you're always going to be close to the stage.
Does he bring a band, or does he kind of by himself, or how does that work?
This is a full band show, for sure, and he is a guitar god. That may be another thing that folks don't know about Boz Skaggs, is he is just, can play pretty much anything. He's an expert in jazz, he's an expert in blues, really gotten a lot into the blues lately, and has been winning awards for some of his records in that genre.
Is it going to be too darn loud, Stephen, or can I take it?
No, but this you'll be able to take it, I promise. But you know what? This will be the first live show that we have with our new sound system at the Virginia Theater, because that was one of the things we did during our year of closure, was put in a concert-grade, high-quality sound system.
I wonder how that's going to sound with a full house there. That'll be awesome. That'll be awesome.
It'll get your attention.
That's awesome. It's exciting. We've been waiting for so long. So, Boz Skaggs, it's October 2. What day is that? What's October 2?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Saturday night.
Saturday in October.
Okay, and so Boz will play. People will enjoy. So they need to get tickets. How would they do that, Stephen?
You bet. Tickets are available on our website at thevirginia.org, or you can always call our box office, business hours, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and that's 356-9063.
And we didn't play all the clips. I mean, he has a lot more songs.
For sure. Quite a repertoire.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the 100th anniversary season. It all started December 28th, 1921 at the Virginia Theater with the Broadway comedy mystery called The Bat, Stephen.
That's right. Super excited about this season. Yeah, it's been coming a long time, and the theater is fully restored. I mentioned a new sound system. We're putting in a new air conditioner, new kind of HVAC facilities, so we've got new ways to circulate the air in that building, and we think it's going to be much more comfortable and a better space for everyone. So it's a great year for that, and we will be concluding this calendar year on December 28th with a performance locally produced of The Bat, the show that opened the theater way back in 1921.
And so many great performers coming up, too. In addition to this Boz Scaggs show, we're talking about October 2nd. Hit a couple of your highlights, Stephen.
Sure. You mentioned the opening night event. We're doing this thing on Saturday, the 25th of September. That's going to be a free community event, so free admission for all, no tickets required. That's going to be doors open at 5 o'clock. The film that we're going to be showing that evening, which is an old Buster Keaton silent movie, is going to start at 7 p.m., but there's going to be so much more than that. We're going to have live performance on the Wurlitzer organ. We'll have the street closed down and street vendors out there, historic tours, little pop-up performances in both the street and inside the lobbies of the theater. Groups like the Extension Chords and the other guys, you know, the a cappella groups from campus, the New Souls, just all sorts of things popping up, little surprises here and there, free concessions, so free popcorn and soda. We're just really looking forward to it.
Nice.
As far as live performances come, and we do have something real special in the world of jazz. Renee Elise Goldsberry is a performer who originated the role of Angelica Schuyler in the Broadway hit Hamilton.
Mm.
She was the first person to play that performance, and she is now out doing some of the songs from Hamilton, some of the old jazz, R&B, and soul hits. Just a really special night, and she's one of those performers who's, she's going to get an EGOT someday, you know, when somebody gets all of the awards that are available, an Emmy, a Grammy, a Tony, everything. She's well on her way to that already, and that's a show we're really looking forward to on November the 6th.
My first date with Janet, my wife, was at the Virginia Theater. It was our first.
Oh, fantastic.
I love the Virginia Theater. I always will. I always have. It's very special. So glad it's operating into such vigor. And Stephen Bentz, you're a big reason why, Mr. Director. We appreciate you very much. And we're excited about the Boz Man coming in. And we're excited about future events coming to the Virginia Theater. Congratulations on all you're doing.
Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Stephen Bentz, Virginia Theater.
You're invited to an evening with Boz Scaggs. Live in concert, Out of the Blues Tour. Virginia Theater, Saturday, October 2nd. Performing his biggest hits and new music. The album Out of the Blues is available everywhere now. Get tickets now at thevirginia.org. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
PDR Automotive has been in business since 1973. That's 12 presidential elections. PDR can service your vehicle, whether it's powered by gasoline, diesel fuel, hybrid, or totally electric. Change is inevitable, but one thing you can always count on being consistent is PDR and their ability to service your vehicle no matter what you drive. Specializing in advanced electrical systems. Online at PDRauto.com. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
Profile by Sanford has really changed my life when it comes to the way I look at food and how I stay hydrated better and I can move around. I have more flexibility. I have lost 68 pounds. I can't believe it. Are you ready to make some positive changes in your life and ready to go in a new direction? Profile by Sanford has the healthy lifestyle coaches to help you every step of the way. Get that free consultation in. Start now and you'll feel great into the holiday season. Profileplan.com with that code DD.
GoSteever.com for this.
The Long Branch Steakhouse has done it again. Just listen to this happy couple.
My husband and I just left Long Branch. We had our anniversary dinner there. It was phenomenal. You can tell the owner takes great pride in everything he does. I was happy we had it for our special meal.
Donnie even personally came to our table and welcomed us.
One of the best meals that we've had in a long time. You gotta check out the Long Branch.
Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9. It's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford.
Yep. Go check it out. Promise. Yep. You won't be disappointed.
You won't be disappointed. You'll be thrilled. And you can go to GoSteever.com and get $50 for me to go eat there. GoSteever.com. Here you go, Diane Ducey.
It's a quarter till at ESPN 93.5, 12:15 for the first pitch. Cardinals-Dodgers series will wrap here. And let's get your Redbird recap.
Adam Wainwright is the man again.
He's the stopper, Mike. He's amazing. A 15-game win. Going 8 1/3 innings. He allowed 4 runs, 7 hits. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out 4. He allowed a home run to Max Muncy, but he was able to get the game to 2 outs left, and Giovanni Gallegos put up those 2 outs. The Cardinals broke a 4-game losing streak as the Redbirds beat the Dodgers 5-4.
And that was a big victory because they're still in this wild card race.
That they are, Mike. They're still in the race. They have head-to-head games coming up with Cincinnati over the weekend, and they're going to be playing against the New York Mets. They're trying to keep them down, have to face the San Diego Padres yet, and the Milwaukee Brewers and Cubs. So a lot of meaningful baseball ahead for the Cardinals. This win hopefully will jumpstart them into a good finish.
And of course, we have a big one for you this afternoon. We're on the air this morning at 11:20, and it'll be Woodford going for the Cardinals. And if you want to root on the Redbirds, come on out.
All right, we had the Cubs over Cincinnati in 10 innings. 4-1 was the final. They've got a 1:20 start tomorrow against San Francisco. Oakland A's over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 5-1. Their afternoon game starts at 2:37. Hall of Fame inductees included Derek Jeter, who said it's been a hell of a ride as he talked to folks in the afternoon at Coopersville yesterday.
Cooperstown.
Yep. Thank you for that. Yep. As far as Illini Nation in Ohio, our Illini women's soccer team against Bowling Green at 6 tonight. Tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., women's volleyball against Omaha. And, of course, a 10 a.m. kick on Saturday as our Illini football team faces Virginia. Fantasy football picks should be wrapped up by now. Bucks and Cowboys in Tampa.
Yep.
Kickoff at 7:20.
Football starts tonight. I've never been to Cooperstown. Never been to Cooperstown. Hmm. Probably be a pretty fun trip to see.
There you go.
Baseball Hall of Fame. All right, 847, it's ESPN 93.5.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Do you want to do something nice for your family? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
Sometimes the team at Banco Overhead Door and Muhammad gets asked,
what kind of garage doors can you repair?
What they should be asked is,
what kind of garage doors don't you repair?
The team at Banco is ready to serve your needs, whether it's brand new door installation or even just replacing sections of your current model. They also offer installation of safety sensors and weather stripping to keep yourselves and your doors safe from harm. Whether it's a new door, custom door, a motor, a part, or an existing door, Banco repairs it all. Find out more about what the team at Banco can do for you at 217-590-4085.
Hello again, everyone. Let's take a look at that weather forecast for Champaign Urbana, East Central Illinois. It's a good-looking one for the next couple of days. Late summer heat and humidity expected for the weekend, the better part of next week, too. A mostly sunny and pleasant Thursday. High temperatures will top out around 76 degrees with a bit of a fresh midday and afternoon northwest wind. Mostly clear, comfortable tonight, down to 54 with a virtually calm wind. And light winds for the day tomorrow, sunny skies and high near 80 degrees. For the weekend, there's partly cloudy, windy, and warmer up to 87 on Saturday. Partly sunny, very warm, humid, and close to 90 on Sunday. There could be a thunderstorm, perhaps just to the north of Champaign in particular. Hot and humid weather, dry weather Monday and Tuesday, up around 90 with a fair amount of sunshine. Wednesday, a couple of shower and thunderstorm chances. High temperatures there again, well, into the upper 80s. For Charlottesville, Virginia, and Illinois, football, sunshine, light wind, kickoff temperatures in the upper 70s will climb to about 83 there later in the afternoon. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
I'm Dr. Jaya Wadawan, and I'm a pediatrician with OSF Healthcare. RSV is respiratory syncytial virus, and it's very common in pediatric patients, especially in the age group of less than 2 years old. In RSV, some symptoms to watch for is fever, cough, wheezing, any difficulty breathing, decrease in appetite. So with COVID and RSV, it's difficult to differentiate the symptoms and the presentation of each. The best thing to do is go to your provider and get a swab for both COVID and RSV. Older people can get it. It presents more of an upper respiratory infection. However, in the pediatric population, it presents more in the lower respiratory tract, which causes more of severe symptoms. Treatment includes supportive care for fever, so that includes Motrin and Tylenol. And if they need further respiratory support, that would include some oxygen support and nebulization. Visit the website osfhealthcare.org.
Short-term market fluctuation can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, I want to go to Steve. Stevie J.com, you can hear our show again. We had some pretty good people on.
For sure.
Chris Wallace kicked off our show, Fox News Sunday anchor and journalist for a long time. He said he was at ABC when he was aware of 9/11 and working for ABC News at that time. Now he's with Fox for the last 17. Chris Wallace has a new book about bin Laden, the 247 days on finding bin Laden. That was the first out of the gate. And also, John Decker, always interesting. Journalist for Gray Television at 7:30, and of course Dinesh D'Souza earlier this hour. He'll be speaking in Arthur for Brad Halbrook, and Brad Halbrook, halbrook.com/Dinesh. If you want to go down there and hear the guy who put together all these movies, he's a documentarian, New York Times bestselling author.
Obama's America, Hillary's America, just to name a few. Then Maria Vasquez talked about the Frasca Field hosting the Fall Fest, and that's coming up on Sunday between 11:30 and 3. Should be a great time. Champaign.gop/Fall Fest for that.
And you had RC Fest.
It's coming up this weekend, starting tomorrow at 2, going till 10, and all day on Saturday, September 11th. Eli Field in Monticello. They've got so many drones and air helicopters and on the ground, the trucks and cars and the try-me tents and the competitions and the giveaways that they'll experience. It's $5 a carload. If you need more details on that, it's horizonrcfest.com.
Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, tomorrow 7:30, 8:05. Tomorrow's Tom Plura, Dr. Plura from Campustown Urgent Care. Very latest on the Delta variant and COVID and the numbers. I trust Dr. Plura. I think he's very candid and honest, and he stays out of the politics. He talks about the science, which is what we were supposed to be talking about before everything got politicized. So Tom Plour tomorrow, 8:05, with the very latest trends in Champaign County. He's been tracking it every day. It looks like it's been pretty steady for cases, according to Champaign County Public Health. Been watching that. About 1,000, 1,500 is we have not been there. I think the peak was 1,200. It's come down to about 1,087 or something today. It's been right around that mark. And you think about 130 countries through the U of I coming into town, football games. It appears that it's leveling off. Has it peaked? Well, we'll see what Dr. Plour says about that tomorrow.
Okay,
that's it. We'll be back tomorrow on the radio. Don't forget, GoStever.com. If you want me to give you $50 to eat at the Long Branch Steakhouse, the program where I give you my money, you spend it and keep it.
I love it.
Not taking the steak back. So if you also spend it within 7 days and fill out the survey, you'll be in good standing. Otherwise, I kind of have to block you. So you got to do your stuff if I give you my money. Long Branch Steakhouse, GoStever.com. Click accept. You can also join if you're not a member, and then click accept. Diane, thank you.
All right. Enjoy the day. I know that Illini basketball schedule has been released in case you'd like to poke around on that and support our Illini basketball team. Pretty cool stuff.
Talk more about the Illini Virginia game. The team will leave tomorrow for that out in Charlottesville. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champaign.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champaign, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampaign.com.
Good news. The FDA has approved a COVID-19 vaccine. So if you've been waiting for FDA approval, now is the time to get vaccinated. More than 200 million people have already gotten a vaccine, and the FDA has thoroughly evaluated vaccine safety and effectiveness data. The vaccines provide the best protection you can get against COVID-19. Find your free vaccine at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, a champion for purpose and progress since 1868. Member FDIC.
It's a summer festival like no other with RC cars, trucks, aircraft, drones, and more. Horizon Hobby RC Fest at Eli Field in Monticello, Friday and Saturday, September 10th and 11th. Everyone will love the high-energy RC demos, including a night air show. Drive or fly at Try-Me Tents. Enjoy games, food, product displays, sales and specials, and lots of free giveaways. Then Saturday, don't miss the RC Fest free fireworks show. It's all at Horizon Hobby's RC Fest. More details at HorizonRCFest.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do. Clean.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Make Flooring Surfaces your first stop for new floors in Champaign. A beautiful showroom is filled with the latest on-trend fashions, with flooring pros on hand that provide design assistance and expert advice free of charge. Flooring Surfaces can get you the right tools to tackle projects yourself or provide professional installation service for all kinds of flooring. And with special sale pricing on dozens of flooring options, finding your next project couldn't be easier. See Flooring Surfaces today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The carts are rolling at Willow Pond Golf Club Rantoul. Ride the course in a brand new EasyGo cart. $30 weekdays, $40 weekends includes the cart. Grab your sticks and play some rounds. Then enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the 19th hole restaurant and bar, serving locally sourced produce and meats with daily specials and fish Fridays. Enjoy drinks on the outdoor deck or try your luck in the new private gaming area. A day at Willow Pond Golf Club in Rantoul is more than just golf. Make it your favorite spot for good food and great times with friends.
You're listening to WSJK.